This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Friday, December 12th. Saying thank you. Our reading comes from Luke chapter 1. His father Zechariah was filled with the Holy Spirit and prophesied, "Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, because he has come to his people and redeemed them. He has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he said through his holy prophets of long ago, salvation from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us, to show mercy to our ancestors and to remember his holy covenant, the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to rescue us from the hand of our enemies and to enable us to serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him all our days. And you, my child, will be called a prophet of the Most High, for you will go on before the Lord to prepare the way for him, to give his people the knowledge of salvation through the forgiveness of their sins, because of the tender mercy of our God, by which the rising sun will come to us from heaven, to shine on those living in the darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the path of peace." And the child grew and became strong in spirit, and he lived in the wilderness until he appeared publicly to Israel. Opening gifts is a big part of our family's Christmas celebration. Each year, our kids are excited to see what they'll receive. But one important part of all this is learning about gratitude. So when they receive a gift, our kids have learned to say, "Thank you." In response to the birth of John and filled with the Holy Spirit, Zechariah offered praise and thanks to God. He recalled how God had fulfilled his promises to deliver his people. God had graciously invited his wayward people to love and serve him. And through those people, God was bringing forth a Savior, Jesus, the promised Messiah, who would bring salvation, forgiveness, and peace. Zechariah and Elizabeth's son, John, would play a unique role in preparing people for the coming of Jesus. And this Savior, Jesus, who is also the Son of God, is the greatest gift we receive at Christmas. When we see this gift, what do we say? Do we too respond with gratitude for God's deliverance and his invitation to serve him? Do we encourage our neighbors and families to see their role in God's plan? May the gifts you give and receive this season remind you of the greatest gift of God's presence in Jesus Christ. And may we all give thanks and grateful obedience in response. Pray with me. Thank you, gracious Father. You have given us so many gifts. And what's more, your Son has come to bring us forgiveness and eternal life. We give ourselves to you in response. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.